Daf is daf yitches. I lost my voice. So the Gemara says, "Gufa." Quoting from yesterday's discussion, Amar Rava, Zar she'achal min ha'ola, a zar, a non-kohen who eats from the ola, lifnei zrika, before the zrika, chutz l'chol, outside the walls of the Beis Hamikdash and the walls of Yerushalayim as well. So we said yesterday the Rabbi Shimon loke chamish. You get five sets of lashes again before zrika, non kohen eating from the karbanos outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the choma. These are five sets of averus. So Gemara says lokal nami mishim zar lo yachal kodesh ki kodeshem. There's another pasuk as a separate source here that the pasuk says again that a zar cannot eat anything kodesh lo yachal zar lo yachal ki kodeshem. That's a sixth zar lav. So Gemara says hani mili hecha de lekohanim chazu. That iser zar lo yachal ki kodeshem is only when the carbon is ra'i for a kohen himself to eat. But since an ola is not allowed to be eaten by any kohen, the ola is kula kolil, it gets entirely burnt up. So since a kohen can't eat it, there is not a lav of a zar eating it either. So then the Gemara says, there's another source, another makor of malchus he could receive. Lo kename mishim ubasar basade trefa. Lo sochelu. So there's a lot of drushes that are learned from this pasuk, but what the pasuk literally means is that a piece of meat that's in the field, that's a trefa, you shouldn't eat. So what does that mean? What's the drasha? Kaven shiyotza basar chutz l'michitzaso nesar. So what do you mean basar basada? What do you mean a meat in the field? So they make a drasha that if the meat steps outside the area that's not supposed to be, you're not allowed to eat it. So just look at the last three lines of Rashi here. Kaven shiyotza basar chutz l'michitzaso nesar. Once the basar leaves the michitza, that's allowed to leave, it's aser. Mi basada yisera kadaik. The word sada doesn't need to be there. What's sada doing there? It just should say you don't eat trefa. So we're learning the daik kisada shein bo michitza. Just like a field has no walls, it's a wide open. Lamad mikan kache kachim chutz leklayim. But if you take something that is supposed to be in boundaries, that are supposed to be in the walls, like kache kachim, you take it outside the klayim of the Beis Hamikdash. The ubar, second case, is a completely separate area now. The ubar shehotzi es yado b'shal shchitas imo. If the ubar of a cow, the calf that's still in the mother's stomach, sticks its leg out and then gets shechted. So normally there's a halacha ben pekua. If you shech the mother, a calf inside actually doesn't need a shechita. It's it's walking around, but it actually is considered shachar. But if it sticks its leg out, so then that leg will not be included in the shechita. So that's a separate drasha learned from the word sada. But either way, we see here, there's another makor of a lav, that anything that goes outside the borders gets another set of malchus. So why don't we say there should be a sixth set of malchus for the case discussed above, based on this source? So the Gemara says, Hani mili, this iser of basar basad de betrefa lo yosochelu is only true, hani mili, hecha de bifnim chazi, only when it's right to be eaten inside. But hacha de bifnim nami lo chazi, here, the ola is not right even to be eaten within the base of Migdash, because an ola is kula kalo, therefore this is not a separate lav either. Gemara's not done yet. V'loka nami kidi Rabbi Eliezer, dam Rabbi Eliezer lo ye'achel ki kodesh, that you shouldn't eat because it's kodesh. So what's the drasha here? So Gemara says, Kol Shiva Kodesh Pasal Baha Kasalitain Lo Sasei Al Chilaso. So the Pasuk says that you should not eat anything that's Kodesh, and the Pasuk goes on to describe Nosar. Nosar, this is the context. So Nosar is Pasal. You can't eat Nosar because it's disqualified. So they learn that this doesn't only apply to Nosar, but anything that has a Psul, whether it's a Psul, Pigal, whatever the Psul might be, Psul leaving the Mechitzas, that's going to be also Bichlal, the Isser of that Lo Yechal Ki Kodeshem. Don't eat it because it's Kodesh. Any Psul but Kodesh is Aser. So this should be another set of Malkos. And the Gemara answers again, Hani mile hecha de kodem psula chaza. This source is only true if the kodesh was roy to be eaten before it became disqualified. Hacha, but by the ola, de kodem psula namila chazila. This ola was possible from being eaten even before it became possible. You were not allowed to eat. You can never eat an ola. So the psul didn't make it aser achila. It already was aser achila already, and therefore this is not another set of malchus. So then the Gemara says, look, this is the last attempt here. Look, anami kedidach the Rabbi Eliezer. There is another sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and this should be another source for sets of malchus, the sixth set. Ditani Rabbi Eliezer, Omer kol shu mechlal tia litain lo sasei al achilaso. What's going on here? What's this pasuk mechlal tia? So they quote the pasuk on the side here. I don't see the pasuk on the side here. Right. So they quoted in the side here also. Chol minchas kohen kalil tiyah lo seachel. Anything that the minchas kohen, normally by a mincha. So the way it works is the kohen eats the shirayim, the leftover. You take a komet, the komet's here, you throw it in the mizbeach, that's the haktara, and the shirayim are eaten. But if the mincha is owned by a kohen, the halach is that kula kalil, no one eats the shirayim. So what are we learning from here as well? So v'chol minchas kohen, the pasuk says, kalil tiyah, it should be completely wiped up, lo seachel. So it says, kol shu b'chol, anything that's b'cholil, tiyah, anything that's going to be completely burnt up, not only a minchas kohen, but even an ola should be bichlal the iser of litain lo se'asei al achilaso. So it's included in this pasuk. Even though the pasuk is talking about a mincha, Rabbi Eliezer says minchas kohen, Rabbi Eliezer's mechadesh applies even to an ola. So the Gemara says, you're right, ein hachanami, this actually would be a sixth set. Rava mehaikra kamar. From this pasuk, he was saying, what does that mean? He was only talking about psukim, that, rather yisurim that I learned from the pasuk of lo suchal lecho b'sharecha. All those listed items, that was what you could get five sets of malchus from that very pasuk. But Eina Chanami, there's a sixth pasuk that would include an Isser as well, which is the one above, a Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyah Lo Seachel. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, the simon is Kuza, Kohen is the first one, She'achal Mechatas V'ashim Lifnei Zrika. The halacha is a Chatas. The Kohen eats part of the Chatas, and the Kohen eats part of the Yashem. But let's say the Kohen eats before the Zrika. The Zrika Sadam is what's matir, the eating of these Karbanos. So if the Kohen eats prior to the Zrika, he gets loka, he gets lashes. My time, what's the reason? Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'achlu osam asher kufar behem. You eat from them that which has been achieved a kapara. So only la'acher kapara in, lifnei kapara lo, only after the kapara has been achieved, but prior, before the zrika is the kapara, you're not allowed to eat it. So they learn from here, lav haba michlal asay lavhu. So even though the pasuk formulated as a positive, you're supposed to eat it only now, if we could infer a lav from it, if we can infer the negative, that actually is a lav as well. Even though normally we know the pasuk has to say lo or pen, hishamay, mer, those have to be in the negative in order to create a lav. We learn from this Gemara that lav, haba michlal asay, is considered a lav and will result in malchus. Gemara says, is that really true? A lav, haba michlal asay, is a lav with malchus? Mesiv Rava. Rava says, the pasuk tells us, this is where in Parshas Shemini or Parshas Re'eh, one of them, the Re'eh, that chom behema mafreses parsa v'shosa shesa, any animal, she prasas ma'ala geira behema oso tochelu. So these are the simanim of a behema Torah, if it chews its cud and has split hooves. So this oso tochelu, that animal you should eat if it has these shnei simanim. So the Gemara is medayik, oso tochelu, vein behema cheres tochelu. Only that animal with shnei simanim are you allowed to eat, but something that doesn't have any of them or is missing one of them, you can't eat. So that would be a lav then, because this is a lav that's inferred from the asay. So v'i, the kadkamris, if what you're saying is correct, that a lav haba michal asay is considered a lav with malchus, as zu lo sochelu lomeli. So why do you have to have a separate pasuk saying this lo sochelu, don't eat it? You don't need to have another pasuk saying lo sochelu, because you can infer it from the osa tochelu. This you should eat implies other things you shouldn't. So why repeat another pasuk of a lo sochelu, of it really formulating as a lav? So Gemara says, you're right. So either Ella, we conclude here that a lav haba michlal asay is not considered a lav, actually. Now, there's an interesting Magen Mishnah they point out here, that the that this is only true when it comes to, that if it has no behema tmei, that has no simanim at all. But if it has one simon, but not the other simon, so that's already a din we have mefurish in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah says that we say does get malchus. So then Magen Mishnah says we could learn from a Kal Vachomer if one simon has malchus, then certainly no simon will have malchus as well. So Magen Mishnah says it's learned out from a Kal Vachomer in combination with a lav haba michlal asay. In other words, a lav haba michlal asay independently isn't good, and Kal Vachomer independently isn't good either. But if you combine together the Magen Mishnah's Mechadesh, then you can create Malkos with the combination of a Kal Vachomer and a Lav Abba Michal Asay. It's a big Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. Fine. So, what?
But we put this together to make it that it's not a
exactly. So even though we reject Halav Bachal Ma'asay as Lav, but in combination we can work together.
But there is another Pasuk creating a Lav.
That Pasuk is talking about if it has no Simanim. If it has one Simon. It's a lo sochelu, as a lo sochelu is talking about one simon. But there's no pasuk about no simonim. So that would be kal vachomer. But kal vachomer, we know you can't. Ain mazirim min adin. So they add in this Gemara here, even though they reject a lav of Bamachal say is not a lav, we could rehabilitate it by combining it with Ein Mazir Miradin. Those two work together to create a Malkos for something that has zero Simarim, which again, a big chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. Okay, Gemara says, now anyways, back to the point here, Ela Itmar Hachimar. If you want to have a statement of Rav Gidal Amarav, it couldn't be what they said above, that drasha, because that didn't make sense, because the only reason why a Zar would get, rather Kohen, would get Malkos, eating before the Kapara, would only be inferred from a Asay, and that's not a Lav. So it must be Amar Rav Gidal Amarav, Zar She'achal Mechates V'ashem Lefnei Zrika Pater. It must have been that there is no Malkos if a Kohen eats prior to the Zrika. My time, and what's the reasoning? Because Damar Kra v'achlo samasher kupar bahem, they eat from the Kohen eats from it after the kapar has been achieved. So kol hecha the karina be v'achlo sam asher kupar bahem. So whenever you say that the Kohen can eat from it because a kapar has been achieved, so then you could say v'zar lo yocha kodesh. Then that's when a zar can't eat it. Only when the Kohen can eat it can a zar not eat it. But whenever you say that the Kohen's not allowed to eat it, because the Zrika hasn't been done yet, so then lo karinim be zar lo yochal. Then a zar is not chayiv for eating it. So a zar who eats before the Zrika, before the kapara, will not be chayiv malchus. So then the Gemara says another din. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Shaya, Bikurim, Hanach, Makev. This is from yesterday's daf. So Bikurim, the Hanach, remember we said we placed the Bikurim next to the Mizbeach. I think it's the Jomish Mizrachis, the southern, southeast corner maybe. I don't remember, southwest, I think southeast. So then the Hanach is Makevis. If you don't place it down by the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to eat the Bikurim. Kriya, Ein Makevis Bem. If you don't do the Kriya, if you don't do the Mikra Bikurim, that is not Makevis, and you could still eat the Bikurim. That was exactly differently than what we said yesterday. So then the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rebbe Elazar Hachi, does Rebbe Elazar really hold that way? V'ha Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Shaya, Hifrish Bikurim Kodim L'chag. Let's say you separate the Bikurim before Sukkot. V'avra Leim L'chag, and let's say Sukkot passes, and you haven't yet brought the Bikurim, you've been letting them sit for a while, Yirkavu, you're supposed to let them rot. So why are you supposed to let them rot? My La Mishim De Lo Matzi L'mikre Leim. Because you can't do Kriya. The Lach is, you're only allowed to do Kriya during the Shas Simcha. Now the Shas Simcha is considered from Atzeres, Yeshuas, until Sukkot. Because that's when you gather the fruit. The farmer is very happy, he's gathering the fruit. That's Simcha, so that's when you're allowed to read the Kriya. But once it's after Sukkot, where you're no longer gathering, now everything's done in the field, it's starting to rain now, you're starting to prepare the land for the next year already, so then you're not allowed to do Kriya anymore. So if it's really true, Vishakadaita Kriya, Ein Ma'akeves Ben, Amar Yirkavu. If you really hold, if Rebbe Elazar really holds that Kriya is not Ma'akeves, so he should allow you. Why does he say let the Bikurim go rotten after Sukkot? You don't need the Kriya. So granted, you can't do Kriya anymore after Sukkot, but you don't need Kriya because Kriya is Ein Ma'akeves. So let him eat those Bikurim, and why let it rot? So the Gemara says, really, Rebbe Elazar holds Kriya is not Ma'akeves. But he holds like the famous Shita of Rebbe Zera, Dam Rebbe Zera, Kol HaRoy LeBila, Ein Bila Ma'akeves. Anything that is referring to mixing shemen and the mincha, whenever you're able to, it's possible to do something, but you just don't do it, it's fine, as long as the possibility is there. But something that the possibility is not there anymore, so then it is makeves. So normally, you're allowed to do kriya from matzeres until sukkos. If you don't do it, fine, since the possibility was there, you decide not to, that's not makeves. One sukkos comes, and you're not allowed to do Kriya anymore, it's not Roy for Kriya anymore, so then we say the Kriya is Ma'akeves, and you wouldn't be able to do the Kriya, and then you wouldn't be able to eat the Bikurim either. Fine. The next halacha here is Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. There is an interesting discussion here. When the Vadu tells in a second, I'm sorry. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Masnila Kedrabi Asi Am Rabbi Yochanan Mekashalei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan. He taught this whole discussion in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then had a question from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan himself. So they thought that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who held that Hanacha is Ma'akeves and Kriya is Eino Ma'akeves. So the Gemara challenges this. Is this really true? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akeves, that placing down is Ma'akeves, the eating of the Bikurim, and Kriya is not Ma'akeves, Eino Ma'akeves Ben? V'ha ba'i minei Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi himself asked him Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Bikurim me'ei masai mutar l'kohanim. Remember, the Bikurim are the first fruits of the Shivas Hamidim of the season. At what point can the Kohen eat them? Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan responds, Haruin Lakriya Mishakara Alem, that which is fit for having it read, mainly from Atzeres until Sukkos. So then once he reads it, the Kriya, that's when the Kohen can eat it. Vishain Ruin Lakriya, that which is not roy for eating, which is after Sukkos. So Mishiro Pneabais, when it's brought into the Azara, so then that's when the Kohen can eat it. And we see from here, he doesn't mention Hanach at all. Hanach is not Makabis. So before he said Hanacha is Makeves, here we're saying Hanacha is not Makeves. And before he said Kriya is not Makeves, here he's saying Kriya is Makeves. He could only eat it once during the Tzeres to Sukkos time, only once the farmer does the Kriya. So the Gemara says, Kasha Kriya Kriya Kasha Hanacha Hanacha. There are two contradictions here on what the Shita Rabbi Yochanan was. So the Gemara answers, Kriya Kriya Lo Kasha Ha Rabbi Shimon Ha Rabbanim. There's no machlokas here, just two different opinions. It's not a steer within Rabbi Yochanan. One time he's quoting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and one time he's quoting the Shita of Rabbanim. So that's not a steer within Rabbi Yochanan. What about Hanacha? Hanacha Nami Lo Kasha. This also isn't a contradiction. Ha Rabbi Yehuda Ha Rabbanim. This is also two different deos. It's not a steer within Rabbi Yochanan. He's quoting one time, he's quoting the Chachamim Shita, and who holds that Hanacha is Makeves. And the other time he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Hanacha is not Makeves. So what sheet is Rabbi Yehuda? We haven't seen him yet. So my Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'Hanachaso Zutenufa. When the Pasuk says v'Hanachaso, when it says you're supposed to place the Bikurim, it doesn't mean to place it by the Mizbeach. What it means is you're supposed to do a Tenufa. You're supposed to shake up and down, left and right, all these different things, like the Lulav and Esog. So just like the Lulav and Esog, we also do a Tenufa for some Karbanos. So Bikurim is also Bechlal Tenufa. And there is no need for Hanacha, despite the fact that the Pasuk says Hanachaso, it doesn't mean Hanachaso, it means Tenufa. Ata merzu Tenufa, you think it means Tenufa. Oh, eino elo Hanacha mamish. Maybe it really meant to be taken literally, that Hanacha means place it down by the Mizbech. Gemara says, can't be. Because Kishu Omer, v'hinichu, when it says elsewhere, you're supposed to place it down, this is also referring to Bikurim, it says, Hare Hanacha Amar. It already says Hanacha elsewhere. So then, ha mani mekayim hanacha. So what's the extra pasuk hanacha? So zu tenufa. That's referring to a tenufa. So still, doesn't he require hanacha though? So of course, Rabbi Yehuda requires hanacha. The pasuk says hanacha. He doesn't think hanacha is ma keves. That's the whole point here. If you look at Tosos here, Tosos says hanacha anacha lokasha har Rabbi Yehuda har Rabbanan the tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer umidokei Rabbi Yehuda of hanacha sa tenufa. Imkain ein kan shinoya kasav l'ake banacha. There's a klal when it comes to the world of kachim. Whenever the pasuk repeats a idea two times, that means it's there l'akev. But now, since one hanachas is referred to tenufa, it's no longer doubling the inyan of hanacha. And of course, you need hanacha l'chachila. Pasuk says v'inicho, but you don't have to do it. It's not ma'akeves if you don't do it. That's what Tosos ends up saying. So then Tosa asks the question, if it's really true that you need the Shina Halava Kasav, the Pasuk has to repeat itself to make it Ma'akev, so where do we find that the Kriya is ever Ma'akevis? Where do we find the Kriya is doubled, that it would also be Ma'akevis? So Tosa says, V'kasha Hare Kriya, Delo Shana Kasav La'akev, it doesn't say anywhere, that it doesn't repeat itself by the Kriya, and yet it's Ma'akev according to Rabbi Shimon. U'menale the Rehuda, Danacha Lo Shana Kasav La'akev. Fine, so he ends up saying Mashiach, which is referring to Morisha Yichya. I'm not sure who the Rebbe was, but the Rebbe of Bali Toso said, the lo kasha, by the Amira, it's not a kasha. Da gam Rabbi Shimon, lo haisa kriya makeves, ilo mishim gali kra, milo sucha lecho b'shrecha. There's a whole other source how you know that the kriya is makev. It's not because shino lavakasa, because the pasuk repeated it. There's a fascinating ritva here. I'm not going to get involved here, but he says, Vanisa Vamarta is referring to, that's the double lashon. Vanisa Vamarta, it's a double lashon. Quotes a medrash that you're supposed to say psukim and shira as a nigid, you're supposed to sing things as nigunim. There's a whole source here when you say az yashir and mizmel asoda, you're supposed to say it with a trup, along with the base on the medrash that the ritva quotes. Okay, fine, let's finish off this daf so everyone could go. Everyone's itching to go, I see, it's time, I need to go. Gemara says, Aman Tana, the Palagalad, the Behuda, who argues from Behuda, who holds Hanacha, is Makeves. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he detanir, lokach ha-koin ha-tena biyodecha, the coin takes a basket from the hand of the farmer, limeid al-habikurim, shetun and tenufa, divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, to tell us that it does require tenufa. Wait a second, I thought we were looking for who was arguing. That learns tenufa from elsewhere, Rashi says. Everyone agrees you need tenufa, but it's not learned from this pasuk of Hanacha, so it's learned from a different source. So, my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Asir Yad Yad Mishlamim, the Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hachav Lakach Karim Matanam Miyadecha, it says Yad by the Bikurim, Uksiv Yadav Tivyanu Es Ishi Hashem, by Shlamim, Gzeir Shava. Makan Kohen Aflahalan Kohen, just like by Shlamim, rather, just like by Bikurim. The Kohen, it says that he takes the Tanufa, he does a Tanufa, so to by Shlamim, the Kohen does a Tanufa. Umal Halan Bailim, but when it comes to Shlamim, the Baal is doing the Tanufa, so Afkan Bailim, so too by the Bikurim, the Baal does it. So we see both the Kohen and the Bailim are doing the Tanufa for both the Shlamim and for the Bikurim. Okay, Tad. Maniach Kohen Yadav Vatachas Yadei Bailim Umeinif. The Kohen places his hands below the hand of the Baal, and they do the Tanufa together. So in the end of the day, everyone agrees you need Hanacha and you need a Tanufa. The only question is the Hanacha going to be Makeves or not? That's the whole Shaila. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. That was a